that's where we leave the BBC World Service to bring you Friday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. In a moment we'll have the shipping bulletin and news briefing, and then after our prayer, Farming Today hears from Scottish farmers who are lobbying politicians ahead of next week's budget there. That's at 6:15. Later today, there's topical comedy.
The Naked Week is a brand new comedy series on BBC Radio 4.
He had to be carted off after ingesting 10 times the recommended daily allowance of Amal Rajan.
It's going to go behind the scenes of the week's news.
Quinoa makes you xenophobic.
My name's Andrew Hunter-Murray. I'm going to be the host of the show.
We actually did ask the BBC press office to comment, but we received no reply whatsoever because I suspect they thought we were all just wasting their time.
So join me, Andrew Hunter-Murray, our chief correspondent, Amy Hoggett, and the Naked Week team, as we parade the news around in the All Together for us all to laugh at. The Naked Week on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds starts this evening at 6:30.
Now here's Simon King.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 29th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Sirra, Forties, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low 980, expected 350 miles west of Rockall 988 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sirra, south at Sirra, 40s. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in south at Sirra. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasional rain later, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, except in Thames, fair, mainly good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Plymouth, veering southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain in Plymouth, otherwise mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Plymouth. Biscay, southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 in south, showers mainly good. Fitzroy, Sol, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west, rain or showers good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7, rain good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, rain good, occasionally poor. Rockall, south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mallin, Hebrides, south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, easterly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9 until later in north, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches later, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Fair Isle, south, veering southwest 5 to 7, rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, rain, moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southeasterly 3 to 5 later in southeast, rain or snow, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tarry Automatic, south 6, 6 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 6, slight rain 4 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 5, rain 1 mile, 1014, falling more slowly. Lucas, north by west 1, 11 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Bridlington, south 6, 1025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 5, 11 miles, 1030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1028. Jersey, southeast 5, recent drizzle 1 mile, 1024, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southeast by south 5, 1023. Silly automatic, south southeast 6, recent drizzle 5 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 4, 5 miles, 1009, falling. Ronald's Way, no observation. Malin Head, south southeast 6, 9 miles, 1012, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. An area of low pressure situated in the mid-Atlantic will remain slow moving during the next 48 hours, with high pressure situated across northern France moving eastwards towards eastern Europe. Atlantic fronts associated with the area of low pressure will move into northern and western areas, but elsewhere remaining mainly fair. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, and again later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Southerly, veering southwesterly later, 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. South 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain later, otherwise mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, then veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly later 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, otherwise mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west, veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, mainly in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near St David's Head, veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mad of Galloway. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor for a time. Isle of Man. South or southeast 5 to 7, veering south or southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Occasional rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until late in North Channel. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Ardamoken Point, Cape Wrath. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Shetland Isles, south or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or poor, occasionally good later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 29th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. For the first time in nearly a decade, MPs are set to vote on a bill which would legalise assisted dying in England and Wales. The Transport Secretary has admitted making a genuine mistake after it emerged she pleaded guilty to a criminal offence 10 years ago. In business, a pension scheme for former mine workers who missed out on extra payments in the budget is to be reviewed by ministers. And in sport, England's cricketers have been fighting back against New Zealand on the second day of the first test in Christchurch. MPs are preparing to vote on a bill which would give some terminally ill people in England and Wales the legal right to end their own lives. It will be a free vote, meaning that MPs will not have to follow a party line. Some have been making their final appeals to persuade undecided colleagues to back their position. But our political editor, Chris Mason, says it's hard to predict the outcome of the vote.
Neither side is sounding uber confident. On balance, I detect more confident voices on the side of wanting a change in the law rather than those who are opposing the bill. But both sides acknowledge there's loads of MPs who have not said publicly what they're going to do. And both sides say the debate itself could prove crucial for some in terms of how they vote.
It's emerged that the Transport Secretary, Louise Hague, pleaded guilty to a criminal offence in 2014. The charge, which hasn't been publicly revealed, related to a police investigation over a company mobile phone she claimed was stolen. She told officers she believed it was taken during a mugging, but later found she still had it. Ms Hague says she was handed a discharge after making what she called a genuine mistake. It's understood she disclosed these events when she was appointed to the Shadow Cabinet. The head of the Palestinian mission to the UK has called on Sir Keir Starmer to take the lead on the world stage to secure peace in Gaza. Speaking to Nick Robinson on Radio 4's Political Thinking podcast, Hussam Zomlot said this week's ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon was a source for hope for Gaza, and he urged the UK to take a key role in brokering peace there.
This is the moment for Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, and for the UK to really take its leading position in the international system. The UK is also a pinholder of international diplomacy, very well respected. You have a permanent seat in the Security Council. Don't underestimate the power you have.
More people have come forward with claims about the presenter Greg Wallace, who's facing allegations of making inappropriate sexual comments while working on a range of shows. It was announced yesterday.